From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. At the Olympic Games today, the U.S. women's beach volleyball duo of Holly McPeak and Elaine Youngs beat a team from Switzerland in a preliminary round match. The sport is one of the flashiest at the Games, with loud music, chanting, cheerleaders, but the players are fierce competitors. Adam Burke has this profile of beach volleyball star Elaine Youngs and her sport.
These days, professional beach volleyball is often played hundreds of miles from the ocean, and the court made from sand trucked in from afar. But the sport still retains that feel of a beach party. You know, thousands of rowdy fans in bathing suits, loud music, and anthem chanting. Add to that a troop of cheerleader types gyrating in the sand in between sets, and several in-your-face television cameras, and you've got the kind of party atmosphere that spectators love. Oh yeah, and don't forget the world-class athletes.
People see our sport, and that's what they think it's all about, is hot chicks running around and these voluptuous bodies and diving in the sand. But, you know, we are dedicated athletes. We work our butts off to get in the kind of shape we're in.
When you see Elaine Youngs fully extend her body in a diving save, you know you're watching a great player, and why Youngs is competing in Athens this year. She's 5 feet 11 inches tall, 140 pounds, with slender, almost non-existent hips, and broad, muscular shoulders. From a gym floor, she can jump 3 feet in the air, making her an imposing blocker. And fellow sand volleyball player Stein Metzger, who's also playing in the Athens Games, says beware of Young's ruthless spike.
She really is just a tiger, because she's strong, and she jumps high, and she crushes the ball down. And she's so explosive as a player, you want to have your helmet on when she's hitting at the net, definitely.
At a tournament 2 weeks ago in Klagenfurt, Austria, Youngs showed her explosive power during a match against a pair of Brazilian women. Following an exciting rally of dives and crushing spikes, Youngs soars at the net for a spectacular block. As Youngs and her partner Holly McPeak go up 14-13 in this game, the crowd responds with, what else? A little Casey and the Sunshine Band, sung in four-way stadium style. Going into the Olympics, Elaine Youngs and Holly McPeak are ranked fourth in the world. McPeak holds the record for most wins of any female player.
My strengths are my speed and my ball control, and I use that defensively to make my game better and to help my team score points, because to me, you know, digging and defense wins points.
Both players adhere to a disciplined year-long training schedule, but with so many other gifted athletes playing the sport, they say it's strategy and cunning that win tournaments.
There's a mental game that goes on out there. You know, you're trying to figure out what they're doing on the other side of the net, and there's a lot of trickery going on, and you're trying to use that mental edge in any way you can.
The duo's strategy in their first Olympic match against two strapping 6-foot Norwegians seems to work flawlessly. Young says the aim was to win through speed and feints rather than sheer power at the net.
Just making our shots quicker, our hits a little more to the sidelines, and making them move, because that's not what they want to do. They want to sort of stand in place, block the ball, and not run around the court a lot.
Youngs and McPeak won that match, and another against a team from Canada. Fellow player Stein Metzger says their mixture of raw talent and cagey smarts makes them a favorite in Athens.
They're probably the most experienced team out there. Holly's been playing for a long time and winning countless events. And EY is such an unbelievable competitor. They're my pick to win the gold out there. EY,
Elaine Youngs. Preliminary pool play in the Olympic beach volleyball competition runs through Thursday night. For NPR News, I'm Adam Burke in Athens.